Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay. We are here tonight. We're only going to be on the air for 1 hour tonight, as we have a lot of getting ready for our next show, which is going to be our annual show for Veterans Day, which is coming up, and that will be a good show as we work to make sure that we have our show for the veterans this year. We didn't do one last year, but hopefully we will this year. We have students now who are claiming that the election of President Trump has caused them PTSD. Really? A Marine has spoken up about this and says it is really disgusting about the Marine and what he said. The media has nothing to say about that, but they're all at Twitter right now. But they have plenty to say about these students who are falsely claiming PTSD. Oh, yeah, this should go without saying. But being president of the United States is not easy. It's a thankless job where no matter what you do, there will be some section of the population left unhappy. There will be some section of the population that will hate what you are doing, hate you, no matter what. And it's really sad. You know, I can remember the time when we had Obama and all the Democrats were saying, you can't put the president's family, you can't talk about them, they're off limits, you can't say bad things about our president, that would be off limits. But now that we have a Republican president who's actually doing what he campaigned to do, nothing's off limits then. This should go without saying, though. There's the fact that anything and everything you do will be under intense scrutiny. There's also the important fact that as the most powerful man in America, there's going to be people looking to kill you. President Donald Trump last year reportedly was a target of a credible threat, but was safe after the Secret Service foiled an assassination attempt led by the Islamic State group, according to a report scheduled to air this last Sunday as a National Geographic title. A special titled United States Secret Service on the Front Line. Despite the gravity of such a situation, the establishment media has willfully ignored this bombshell story, opting instead to focus on other ways to paint Trump as a racist or somehow undeserving of American support. It's an active disservice to Americans to bury such a story. Considering the amount of time and effort that goes into protecting the president, the fact that the story could easily become a Hollywood movie only makes it worse that the mainstream media has been so quiet about this report. As the Daily Beast noted, the events that took place in November 2017, then barely a year into his presidency, Trump was slated to go to the ASEAN 50 summit to meet with various South Asian leaders. As it was for this trip that the Secret Service heard, it was for this trip, excuse me, I'm tired tonight, that the Secret Service heard credible information about the Islamic State-led group-led attempt on Trump's life. Special Agent Audrey Gibson, the reported eyes and ears of Trump's security detail preparing for the trip in Manila, said on National Geographic special, according to the Daily Beast, that there is credible information that an incident could occur during the ASEAN special agent, you know. And as of this week, the Philippines has escalated to a critical threat level, Gibson added. As for Trump, or as Trump prepared to board Air Force One for his trip to the Philippines, the Secret Service detail was made aware of a tweet that read, "Gonna be in Manila the same time as Trump. I'll take one for the team, lads," according to Daily Beast. The tweet was accompanied by a mugshot of a notorious presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. Taking the IP address of the threat, the Daily Beast reported that the Secret Service discovered that the tweet did in fact originate from a residence just a short distance away from the hotel where Trump was staying. With a tweet and nearby proximity established, the Secret Service continued to monitor the man. With social media, there's software that can scroll through all of the threats at a much faster rate than any human can do it. So in regards, it makes it easier. But the bread and butter of what we do is the human element and the people at work that work the mission. And that's never going to change, Gibson told the Daily Beast. On top of the Lee Harvey Oswald wannabe, the Secret Service learned of another threat to the president on the same Manila trip. This time, the threat was from an actual Islamic State group agent who was reportedly staying just a mile from Trump's hotel. Obviously, all crises were averted as the Secret Service notified the Philippine National Police of its findings. The PNP then descended upon a park where the Islamic State group operative and an associate were meeting. Mission accomplished. With technology, that was one of the things that was a blessing for us, because we were able to know that he was going, that he was moving close to us where he was and track him. That was a huge piece of stopping the threat, Special Agent Chad Reagan, who was in charge of the Secret Service security detail for that particular trip, told the Daily Beast. This was a genuinely harrowing story that would make for a great movie, that would stress the dangers of the presidency and the hard work that goes into protecting him, to the establishment media to ignore any story that dares to paint Trump or his Secret Service in a good way. This is a New Wise Conservatism radio show, or NWCR as I've been calling it, and I am your host, Robert the Infidel, with today's show. Glad you are here with us on this, the 27th, I think it's the 27th day, or 28th day of October in the year of our Lord 2018. And now, on with the show.
Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a nationwide protest slash riot. I think it was like November 4th or 3rd.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the Crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the Doctor of this Republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number on the show is 646-478-5284 if you wish to join the discussion today. I'm having a bit of computer troubles today. My computer is being really, really slow, so if I get messed up and end up having a little bit of dead air, it's because my computer is stopped and I have to get it to working so I can get to where I need to be so I can actually be able to say what I need to say. Borrowing from the liberals across the pond in Great Britain, who greeted President Donald Trump with what was advertised as a giant baby Trump blimp that failed to gain as much altitude as hoped, in ridiculing the president, Florida Democrats rolled out the inflatable Trump chicken, which also sprung a leak, metaphorically speaking. The inflatable chicken that mimics President Donald Trump's looks made an appearance at last week's gubernatorial debate between Republican nominee Rick DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, the Democrat nominee, intended to mock Trump and DeSantis, who earned the president's endorsement at the debate. The campaign was quickly deflated. Turns out, if you want to inflate a giant chicken, you need to have permission. It also helps that the right to be in the right location, as police informed the hapless Democrats they were on the wrong campus. Having set up on the Nova Southeastern University campus across the street from the Broward College campus where the debate was taking place, we should have asked permission, Florida Democratic Party spokesperson Kevin Donahoe told the Sun Sentinel. The Trump chicken was originally designed by Seattle artist Casey Latiolas, or Latiolais, and has appeared in Washington just south of the White House and San Francisco, to name a couple of places. The worst part about last week's failed effort is that the Democrats in the Sunshine State plan to have a giant inflatable chicken follow DeSantis around and to henpeck him over his stance on health care, the newspaper reported. It's starting today and it will follow him around until Election Day, Donahoe said. But then, being bankrupt when it comes to tangible ideas, that may appeal to voters. Using blow-up devices to distract voters may seem like a good alternative, I would guess, for them anyway. From the get-go, Caesar Altieri Sayak, suspected source of the faux bombs, mostly not delivered to Democrat brass, but intercepted by authorities who was served up to the masses by mainstream and local media as the MAGA bomber. His van even featured on the Drudge Report as the Trump Mobile. Frenzied as the American media were during their saturation coverage of the suspicious packages being sent to prominent Democrats, it was not the American media, but the British one who first identified former male stripper Sayak as the perp, which kind of puts the American media at a complete disadvantage because our brothers across the pond actually were the ones who identified him, not our press. But the story that made it to Drudge's front page originated with Metro, the United Kingdom's highest circulation newspaper, published in tabloid format by DMG Media. Metro is owned by DMGT, part of the same media group as the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday. Key to PSYOP being identified as an over-the-top Trump supporter is his white van covered by a blue tarp hoisted and hauled away at the direction of the suspicious package investigating FBI yesterday before it could be determined whether it was a paid for patsy who was the van driver. With the van with its collage of Trump decals, which could be considered as evidence, but as quickly as you could shout Hillary, some media savvy people were not buying into it. Here's the suspected MAGA bomber's van, tweeted at Mike_58 Stingray. Nice wrap job on the vinyl decals. Not a hint fading from the intense Florida sunshine. That was one of them. No vandalism. You can't even wear a MAGA cap without triggering the left. Why then is this van covered by a blue tarp so pristine? Good question, Mike, even though it will likely never be answered. Also likely to remain unanswered is the trajectory of how slippery suspect Soyek switched over from being a registered Democrat to a registered Republican. In fact, as the Washington Examiner reveals, he registered as a GOP voter 11 days before the 2016 Florida primary and early voted in Miami-Dade County for the 2018 midterm election primary. While the mainstream media quickly labels Caesar Sayoc as a bona fide Trump-loving conservative Republican, social media and internet investigation shows have alleged MAGA bomber listed as a registered Democrat since 1980, only changing to Republican in 2016, and reveals multiple social media posts hating Republicans and the GOP, bashing George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, posting photos of Bush and Cheney as war criminals, and praising Code Pink, liberal women, as the beautiful women of the world, and that's only the beginning. And that was on the Chad Olson Show, October 26th of 2018. The arrest of 56-year-old Sir Altieri Sayak of Adventura, Florida, also known as Caesar Sayak, or Caesar Altieri Randazzo, as he is known on Facebook, on allegations he is responsible for the flurry of fake bombs sent to Democrat leaders just days before the 2018 midterm elections, brought immediate identification of Sayoc as a diehard Trump supporter driving a pristine, unvandalized, despite multiple alleged trips through vehemently anti-Trump metropolitan areas, more on that later, Trump van wrapped in and plastered with Trump paraphernalia in what appears to be over-the-top Trump tribute befitting a circus routine. Or, very likely, someone trying way too hard to appear like a Donald Trump supporter. And that's probably what it is. There are few ways to travel more conspicuously in heavily Democrat Broward County, Florida, than by dressing your vehicle like a flagship USS Donald Trump of the Donald Trump fan club. In fact, one could think of a few more effective ways to have a vehicle vandalized, keyed, boosted, burned, or bashed than covering the windows in a Technicolor Trumpalooza collage that might have appeared on the walls of John Nash's hideaway paranoia loft in the Oscar-winning movie A Beautiful Mind. But that's not what the mainstream media wants you to believe about this alleged fake bomber hoaxer, Caesar Altieri Sayoc, the man apprehended Friday and accused of delivering more than a dozen inert non-bombs to members of the Democrat upper crust and leftist media organization CNN. Moments after his arrest, Soyak's social media accounts were personal details were suspended, stricken, and taken off the web. His Facebook page glitched and froze at exactly 11:24 Mountain Daylight Time, even as independent journalists like yours truly scrolled furiously, looking for shelf life clues to gain better insight into the real makeup of the so-called MAGA bomber. Not before I was able to capture this image, which was below in this article, of the now infamous white panel van without the Trump regalia so necessary to crew the political hit points needed to paint Donald Trump as an inciter of hatred, violence, and pain. Since the image downloaded and captured were made impossible by the deletion or suspension of Soyak's Facebook page or account, the screenshot still shot of a video clearly shows the same white panel van on August 28th, 2016, without the Trump stickers or the vehicle wrap made famous by this week's event. Plain white and mundane. As much more commonplace and nondescript getaway vehicle if one were seriously undertaking a criminal plot without intentions of being apprehended. Keep in mind that in July and August of 2016, Mr. Soyak's Facebook timeline shows him in almost constant attendance of Trump rallies and events, snapping selfies, taking videos, and loading down his page with enough red meat, thou protesteth too much, to choke James Woods. And yet, not a single Trump sticker is visible on the exterior of his trusty white van that witnesses say he parked in parking lots and slept in both out-of-town events and otherwise. Which means, of course, that Caesar must have considered it very good strategy to wait patiently, biding his time, before making up that generic white van like a Donald Trump parade float immediately prior to undertaking a DC sniper version of a psychological terror campaign, leaving those vehicle wrap windows covering proudly and boldly in place for the entirety of said campaign, even after the alleged hoax bombs had been delivered and his alleged handiwork became the most intensely covered news item in the nation. Maybe, possibly, there are people dumb enough to intentionally do that. Maybe Caesar Alteri Soyak is just that stupid. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe he's a patsy. Or maybe, just maybe, Mr. Alleged Hoax Bomber wanted to get caught looking like the world's most syrupy Trump fan boy, knowing that his Trumpmobile MAGA bomb delivery vehicle would instantly become the most vividly captured image in the political universe just days before the most important midterm election in American history. After all, a picture is worth a thousand words, or in this case, maybe a million votes or more. Great investigative work, Shad Columbo Olson, and captivating writing to boot. Maybe. One thing we know for sure is that when the media frenzy trying to tie Donald Trump to the alleged MAGA bomber will come to an end after thousands of invaders from the first caravan storm across America's southern border. And I think that this whole thing also not only is something as like a October surprise by the Democrats, but I think it's also to get everyone's minds off of that caravan that's storming America's southern border. The truth is that there's no such thing as an MAGA bomber, only a would-be bomber who, in spite of all the media hype that surrounds him, never managed to hurt even a single fly. It's like I've been saying all along, he was a Democrat. This is all a stage. to take the public's eye off the caravan and put it somewhere else. When the truth comes out, all will be silent on the left about it because their agenda has been shot down in typical liberal fashion. And that's the way that one rolls around. The call-in number on this show is 646-478-5284 if you want to join in the conversation.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
We will be right back after these important messages. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you. Traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover. The list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for us, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. SAMFAM, Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. We understand that separation is difficult, and being a single parent while your significant other is protecting our homeland is a burden that few can relate to. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for the active duty military. We also want to assist retired veterans. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for help. Right now, we can only accept checks made out to SAMFAM, Inc. That is SAM-FAM, Inc. 18 Eastern Avenue, Sacow, Maine, 04072, and that's SACO. Make sure to put my name or one of the other members' names on there so this can be credited with the right person. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless. Okay. One of the other things that I wanted to say about that, SAMFAM is a great organization, and they help the military families while their significant other is somewhere around the world helping to fight for America. If you give your donations, let them know that you heard about it here on the NWCR show, and that way they will be able to track where people are hearing about them and find out just what's going on when it comes to getting people to donate for this great cause. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, 6 men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with precision and cutthroat accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, with his own business, the Matt Joseph's Investigation Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on the case is one that brings the Vampire Patrol back from its past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but a cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt is the one who has been hired to find out what is going on there, and without becoming a part of the nasty plan going on in the area. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries with Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.createspace1word.com/486-9187. That's www.createspace.com/486-9187. It is also available in digital form too, and on Amazon also. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Buy it, read it, and enjoy the reading experience again. Order Night Owls today. Okay, we are back. The call number on the 406-478-5284. I found a quote from a 1960s person that you wouldn't imagine would have said this, but it is so right and to the point of where a lot of our country's troubles come from today, the government and the schools. Civics was a class that used to be required before you could graduate from high school, came the quote. You were taught what was in the U.S. Constitution. And after all the student rebellions in the 60s, civics was banished from the student curriculum, and it was replaced by something called social studies. Here we live in a country that has a fabulous constitution and all these guarantees, a contract between the citizens and the government, and nobody knows what's in it. It's one of the best kept secrets. And so if you don't know what your rights are, how can you stand up for them? Now, this is a good quote, you know, because, you know, our kids today are not being taught what their rights are. They're not being taught what the Constitution says. If they don't know these things, how can they stand up for them? Now, the person who said this was Frank Zappa, and that was in May of 1991. And I was pretty impressed with that quote. You see, Mr. Zappa was not what I would have ever thought would be a proud American, but it seems that maybe he was. And I was pretty impressed. I got a flyer in the mail this week that pretty much says it all. It was from a group called Need to Impeach, with a P.O. Box 538, San Francisco, California, 94104. Of course, this group is in the liberal bastion of San Francisco and in California, but that isn't all. The group in this flyer shows a complete ignorance for what this country is or what it really stands for. On the backside is a map of the USA with the words across the country inside the map, with square bubbles from around the nation with places on them and people on them. At the bottom, it says, our movement is making a difference. Vote by Tuesday, November 6th. Then comes the other side of the flyer, which is where the complete ignorance of this group shows up. It says, thank you for voting. And here is where the ignorance starts. Together, we can defend our democracy. And like I say over and over again, this country is not a democracy. It goes on to say with another fallacy, we all know Congress needs to work on health care. Now, the government has no right to be in health care, folks. Goes on with quality education. With government schools, our schools have gone from the best in the world to one of the worst. Still want to have our government to be in schools? Good paying jobs is another one. Now, the Democrats over the last 8 years have proven to all of us, if we have been watching, that they don't, that good paying jobs doesn't matter to them at all. And they have said so in those words. And then the next one is clean energy. Right. As long as Donald Trump remains president, it goes on to say, we won't see real change on any of these issues. We need to show up and vote to elect candidates for Congress who will hold this reckless and lawless president accountable so we can focus on the major issues facing our country. Now, major issues are what they said, you know, where Congress needs to work on health care, quality education, good paying jobs, etc., etc. But the major issues important to this nation are already being focused on by our president. The trouble is, it isn't what the Democrats want. So they want to impeach him. Then they end it with another fallacy. The ninth one on this side of the flyer, by saying, only by voting can we defend our democracy. Then it is ended with one of the only things on there that actually says the truth. It says, Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. I was rather offended that I got this in the mail, but unlike the snowflakes that raise hell and damage all over for being offended, I just typed what it said to put it on the show, tell everyone the lies they told, and then tore it up and threw it away. The best place for crap like that to be. Sadly, too many people will believe that this lying piece of paper has only the truth on it. It is up to us Republicans and conservatives to put the truth out there. Hence this little section of this show. Hope you're listening to this. They tried to make it seem like it was really patriotic by using the national colors of red, white, and blue all over it, which made me just kind of shake my head. There is nothing patriotic about that flyer at all. Conservative commentator Rich Lowry of National Review finds it strange that so many media analysts and reporters believe President Donald Trump deserves the blame for the anti-Semitic loon opening fire in a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday and killing at least 11 people. What's even the theory supposed to be, that Trump is an anti-Semite? He tweeted Saturday afternoon, referencing the exact theory that's emerged among the members of the media. Less than 2 hours later, an analyst with ABC News rushed in to prove Lowry's point to a T. When he said, Rich, are you acting dumb on purpose? Matthew Dowd asked. This shooter was anti-refugee and anti-immigrant, and he was obsessed with HIAS, a group involved in settling refugees, which this synagogue in Pittsburgh was involved. Who do you know has been anti-immigrant and refugee? Certainly not the president. He has welcomed legal immigrants with open arms and granted entry to hundreds of refugees from across the world. Watch below is the, you know, then they have this video there that has the president who delivers a message to newly naturalized immigrants in a ceremony that reportedly occurred last year. But a far more pertinent point is that alleged shooter, Robert Bowers, is a rabid anti-Semite whose bigoted views cannot be linked to the president in any way, shape, or form. But the media is still going to try. But the question has to be asked, why? Because Trump is one of the most pro-Jewish presidents ever elected to office. Besides boasting a Jewish daughter and son-in-law, he also happens to be the man who, after decades of stalling by other presidents, finally relocated the U.S. embassy to Israel's capital in Jerusalem, against the wishes of many, I might add. Trump's also a stalwart friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a man considered to be the most influential Jewish person on earth. Now, if you remember when Netanyahu came to visit Obama, Netanyahu had to leave the White House through a back entrance because he wasn't good enough to go through the front, apparently, according to Obama. But the president is clearly not an anti-Semite like Bowers, as many on social media, including Lowry, repeatedly tried to explain to Dowd, albeit to no avail. Dowd refused to listen, choosing instead to expand the blame even farther to Fox News and essentially every other conservative outlet, which probably includes me if he knew about me. And he's been unafraid to report the truth honestly, even when it offends the politically correct. Bad move, Mr. Dowd. Bad move. It seems to me, no matter how many times they are proved wrong, the media continues with their lies, acting like they are above the truth. Okay, so be it. They keep lying. They will keep losing viewership. And they'll never know the truth, will they? And that's one of the things that we have going for us on that one, I think, because we actually do have the truth on our side.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you. Traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover. The list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for us, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. Sam Fam Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. We understand that separation is difficult, and being a single parent while your significant other is protecting our homeland is a burden that few can relate to. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for the active duty military. We also want to assist retired veterans. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for help. Right now, we can only accept checks made out to Sam Fam Inc. That is SAM-FAM, Inc. 18 Eastern Avenue, Sackhouse, Maine 04072, and that's the SACO. Make sure to put my name or one of the other members' names on there so this can be credited with the right person. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're going into our final segment of today's show. Next, we're going to have our annual Veterans Day show. It will be on Veterans Day on November 11th, which is actually not next week, but the week after. We're going to be having our annual show. I was thinking about that just a little while ago. I'd said it was going to be next week. It's not. It's going to be the week after on the 11th of November. And we've got a good show that we're going to have planned for that. And hopefully we'll have a bunch of people who will show up for that. It seems that common sense to the way things should be has all but flown the coop and is somewhere in the cloudy skies over Astrovokia. Oh, you don't know where Astrovokia is? Well, neither do I, because I just made this up. But it makes just as much sense as leaving our borders open so anyone can come into this country, because as the left says, it is the humane thing to do. Folks, there have been people spotted in that caravan who wish America harm. So, no, folks, it isn't the thing to do. Leaving the borders open makes about as much sense as making up a country to let common sense go to. Sadly, that is exactly what the left wants us to do. Leave our borders open. Never mind the fact that if you go the other way, the Mexicans will stop you at the border or arrest you for crossing the border illegally into their country. Remember Tamarusa a few years ago, who Obama couldn't get out of prison because he inadvertently crossed over the border in his truck, and before he could get back over, was stopped by the federales over there. And because he had a gun in his truck, he ended up in a Mexican prison for a year or so. But the thing that makes even less sense is to start bombing your own side to blame the other. And that is what these bombings that have been happening to Soros and the Clintons, Obama and others. I think that when the dust of all this clears, it will turn out to be something that was paid for and bought by Democrats to blame on the Republicans. The border fiasco is the same thing. George Soros has already been located in the paying for and funding of the caravan that is heading towards our border. I've heard several places report that there is a money trail. And the left is pissed off that President Trump is doing the right thing and threatening to send the military down there to protect our borders. This is one of the best examples of the left's seriously messed up set of priorities you may ever see, and probably one of the best reasons anyone would ever need to vote a Republican, to vote for a Republican in the November elections. Democratic Representative Elliot Engel of New York's 16th Congressional District has now really gone out on a limb to help the left shake things up before Election Day. The president has said that he would cut off foreign aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras if they aided or failed to curtail the caravan of illegal migrants headed towards the United States. Now, folks, one of the president's jobs is to protect the United States and our borders. So in doing what he did, he is making a move to protect our borders. That to this so-called Representative Elliot Engel is not illegal, you twit. But that being said, it is not the only stupid thing going on. And Mitt Romney said it best when he addressed the bombings, when he said, "Hate acts follow hate." He's been doing all the hate speech lately. Hasn't been the Republicans. It's been the Democrats and the left, Hillary, Obama, Pelosi, Antifa, etc., etc., etc. But back to this so-called caravan. These people supposedly are marching on foot from Guatemala. From there to the border is about 1,500 miles. A spectacular trip if on foot, but if it has been figured that it would not make get to the U.S. border until about the end of November, or it's totally too late to have an impact on the election. So the estimate for their arrival now is sometime around the first part of November. Now, I started wondering, how is this happening? They are being bussed. Who is paying for all of that has to be there for this to happen? We have to think about this, folks, because it has to be paid for. As for the bombings, I think that it is the Democrats and their operatives like George Soros footing the bill here to help their cause to get more voters to help fraud the election. And here is what is going to happen. The narrative that the media and the Democrats are pushing, and pushing hard now, is going to continue 24/7 until the facts actually come out about what is going on with this bombing. And if the facts support what I have been saying here, we will hear crickets from the media about it from then on. No apologies for wrongfully accusing Republicans and President Trump for things that they weren't doing. No, I'm sorry from the Hollywood people. Oh, yes, they've gotten into this one too. Jim Carrey is saying that the bomb suspect has been encouraged and emboldened by Trump. Hollywood is doing a bomb scare by blaming MAGA as being radicalized, while the leftists on TV head the same way. First of all, we fact-checked that one, and it doesn't work out. You have no heart, quipped Stephen Colbert of CBS's Late Night. Second, you're the president. There's an attempted attack on two previous presidents today. This is the one time you can't think of your own tweet. Over on NBC's Late Night, Seth Meyers used his A Closer Look segment to compare Trump to a cheating school pupil. And meanwhile, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel suggested that threats of political violence were commonplace at Trump's nationwide rallies. If Jimmy Kimmel had actually been watching at these rallies, he would have seen that the violence at Trump's nationwide rallies had been caused by Antifa, others on the left, not the Republicans there. What a moron. And totally absent from all of this is how good our economy is doing because of Trump. how good our employment numbers are because of Trump, how good America is going right now because of Trump. But from the left, all we hear are these things from people who can't get over Trump winning the White House over their darling and hero, Hillary. What does it matter at this point anyway, Clinton? The left and their bedmates, Hollywood and the media, seem to be really good at ignoring the facts of the matter and pushing their own agendas down our throats. And I think, finally, the people are sick and tired of it. We all know that the president campaigned on promises that he said he would do, that he said he would do if elected. He was elected, and true to his word, he has kept promises after promises. And the left has had convulsions over that because, to them, a campaign promise is something you say to get into office. Then when you do, it is your job to ignore those promises and take care of your donors and high-rolling lobbies and millionaires like George Soros, who has made it clear he hates America, even though it is the freedoms of America that has afforded him his riches. And if the truth was told, the ones that should be going to prison for the bad things that they have done would be George Soros for treason, Hillary Clinton for murder. Yes, I think that the four who died in Benghazi were her fault. And Obama for the same things, treason and murder. These people had a hand in what happened and what continues to happen that is bad for America. Right now, I think the high-rolling Democrats like Hillary and Bill, George Soros, and others are funding the caravan to help swing the election next month in their favor. And the bombing scares that are all the rage in the media, I think they are in on that too, to get the narrative off the border. Watch the truth. It will come out on these things. And if it goes against the Democrats and George Soros, they will, as always, go into hiding with nothing to say for a while. Well, no apologies for the lies that they told or the things that they said to libel our president. Nothing. That is the Democrat liberal way. And they are good at it. Between migrant caravans and pending release of the Mueller Russia investigation report and now pipe bombs delivered to top Democratic Party figures, I wonder just how many October surprises America can expect before the midterm elections in less than 2 weeks. What have we become as a nation? The news is loaded with hysteria and chaos. 2018 has been a year full of unbelievably charged headlines. What might be more disturbing, however, is the reaction to those headlines coming from both the left and the right, and those are forthcoming. That I guarantee you. And we are running out of time now. I'm glad that you we had the time together today. I'm glad that we were able to get online today, even though our show hasn't been quite as energetic as we normally try to do it. But we will be back next week, and then on the show after that, we will be doing our update for the Veterans Day, which is coming up. It will be on a Sunday this year, so it'll be on the day that my show happens, and we're going to have a great show that day. Until next week, I will see you guys around. Have yourself. God bless America. God bless our troops. And as always, we will not be ruled.
Blaming all on our roots. We never wore boots. Never once played in the street. Feel very bitter. Get our news off of Twitter. Just can't handle defeat. You saw the surprise, fear in our eyes. Donald became president. Scream, this can't be true. America's through. Into the same space.
and watch movies by Michael Moore. We hate the alt-right. We got puppies on sight and we play around on the floor. The coloring books and sad, long-faced looks and tears just explode from our face. But give us an hour, we're delicate flowers. We just need an embrace. I've got friends in safe spaces. Oh, don't go with the sin. You must be racist. That's our catchphrase. Where's my latte? Come on in and let's get cozy. Showing up participation trophy, what you see it in. And safe spaces.
I got friends in safe spaces. If you don't go with us, then you must be racist. That's our catchphrase. Where's my latte?
God bless America.
God bless you all.